Welcome to the Internet Monthly Podcast, a podcast featuring 20 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardferrer.com. In this month's issue, you can find out about technology for the next time it snows, why April 11, 1954 became the 20th century's most boring day, what Facebook knows about your NHS visits and how it helps Daily Mail popularity, how to stay at home but search like a resident abroad, and when to expect the Net's last current address. The next time it snows. The Telegraph's Tech Byte column offers its five top business tips for the best technology to have at hand when the weather threatens to stop you working. Read more at telegraph.co.uk/finance. Climate change checkers wanted. For the first time, home PC users will be able to analyze the effect of climate change on local weather patterns. By running advanced climate models while their PCs are idle, participants will help to predict how often heat waves, floods, and hurricanes will strike and discover how much blame can be attributed to greenhouse gas emissions caused by humans. Anyone with a computer and internet access can join a huge climate change experiment, probing the controversial question of whether extreme weather events will become more or less common as the planet gets warmer. The weatherathome.net project breaks new ground for the world's biggest climate forecasting experiment, climateprediction.net, which has run nearly 100 million years of climate modeling since 2003 and delivered world-leading research published in Nature and used in the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's 2007 report. You can volunteer by registering at climateprediction.net/content/register. NHS Facebook data share. Facebook is getting a sneak peek at NHS website visits. The social networking site is able to track when individuals visit an NHS site for health advice. West Bromwich Labour MP Tom Watson has asked the Secretary of State for Health to investigate why the NHS is sending user data to third parties after learning that four tracking companies are informed every time a user visits one of the conditions pages on their NHS Choices site. The conditions pages give advice on serious medical conditions. Misha Tuffield, an ethical hacker and a digital trail tracker at Southampton University, was given permission to track users on NHS Choices with TCP Dump, a packet sniffer used to log site traffic. Tuffield found that every time a user visits a conditions page, Facebook makes a request to the browser to report their visit. When anyone visits a page with a like button, various information is sent to Facebook, regardless of whether the button is clicked, said Tuffield. Facebook said that if someone likes a page on NHS Choices, they will be targeted with relevant adverts. The NHS said the onus is on users to monitor their own privacy on Facebook. Read more at mmt.me.uk/blog. Facebook Disconnect. Once upon a time, websites were not places that wanted you to press their Facebook like buttons. Information about you and your visit was less likely to go very far. If you miss those days, you might like the idea behind the new Google Chrome extension, Facebook Disconnect. It stops any flow of data to Facebook from sites you visit and eliminates all evidence of Facebook from your browsing experience, including all the like buttons. For more information, see chrome.google.com/extensions. Watching You, Watching Me. Google launched Latitude 2 years ago as a way to keep track on the whereabouts of people in real time. Android, BlackBerry, and Windows Mobile users have been able to take advantage of the service with background updating, which automatically updates their latitude location. Now with an official app combined with background GPS updating features in iPhone OS 4, iPhone users too will be able to take advantage of what Latitude has to offer. Google says there were almost 10 million Latitude users on various mobile platforms before the iPhone launched and expect numbers to explode with the addition of the new audience. Internet Eyes. Despite the fact that Britain is one of the most spied upon nations in the world, with over 60,000 council-operated CCTV cameras, it seems the growth in surveillance cameras has not led to a decrease in crime. Most of the cameras are unmanned and can only be useful in identifying culprits after they've already committed a crime. To make up for some of the shortcomings of CCTV, entrepreneur Tony Morgan launched the website Internet Eyes. Here, any adult living in the EU can register to watch live CCTV feeds from small businesses who can't afford full-time monitoring of their camera footage. Users become part-time crime stoppers, notifying businesses if vandalism or shoplifting is happening on their premises. Internet Eyes, which launched in October last year, already has thousands of registered users paying a £13 annual subscription fee. If watchers spot something suspicious, they can alert the shop owner. Correct tip-offs earn them 3 points. The subscriber who collects the most points in a single month wins £1,000. Check out interneteyes.co.uk. Street View Vandals. German homeowners who have chosen to opt out of Google's Street View have become the victims of anti-privacy vandals. Homes in Essen, West Germany, have been pelted with eggs and had "Google is cool" notices posted on their doors. The properties involved are among 250,000 blurred out on Street View at the request of their owners after the German government took a hard line on the service, mandating that citizens be allowed to opt out before pictures went live. In other countries, Google would not consider opt-out requests until images had appeared online. Read more at dw-world.de/dw. Facebook boosts Daily Mail. Martin Clark, the Daily Mail executive, who runs the online version of the newspaper, says Facebook is a gigantic free marketing engine that generates 10% of the mail's website traffic. Clark told delegates at the Society of Editors annual conference that only Google directs more UK traffic to Mail Online and urged other newspapers to embrace social networking sites, including Facebook and Twitter. "Social networks are becoming increasingly important to us," Clark said. "If you want an engaging site, Facebook isn't a threat or a parasite, but a gigantic free marketing engine." Clark also claimed Mail Online users are more engaged than the paying customers who visit thetimes.co.uk. Mail Online is now Britain's busiest newspaper site, with 267 million daily browsers and nearly 50 million unique users per month. For more details, see blogs.pressgazette.co.uk/editor. Navy carrier in web auction. According to the Daily Mail, HMS Invincible has been put up for auction on a military disposal website, the government equivalent of eBay. The ship has been sold by the Disposal Services Authority, which says it has taken more than £900 million for the MOD in the past 16 years. Decommissioned after 25 years of service with the Royal Navy, the 17,000-ton aircraft carrier could sail again with a foreign navy, but will almost certainly be sold for scrap, said John Rosamond, editor of Jane's Navy International. Invincible saw service during the Iraq War and sailed to the Falklands with Prince Andrew on board as a Sea King helicopter pilot. Bids for the ship, which is based in Portsmouth, have to be in by the 5th of this month. Read more at dailymail.co.uk/news. Opening invitation. Former WikiLeaks members started a rival OpenLeaks site last month in an effort to attract new document leakers and whistleblowers. A group headed by Daniel Domscheit-Berg told Swedish TV that WikiLeaks had become too focused on one person, founder Julian Assange, and this was standing in the way of its future progress. OpenLeaks says its goal is to help insiders deliver material to news outlets without being identified. The site will act as an intermediary, offering visitors the technology to download files rather than publishing material that can be read online. For more information, see itpro.co.uk/629425. World's first Android TV. Internet-connected television has already become mainstream with LG's Netcast, Panasonic's VeraCast, Samsung's Internet at TV, and Sony's Internet-integrated Bravia, all presenting cut-down versions of the web. The world's first TV with an Android operating system, however, is seen as a breath of fresh air by comparison, using proprietary graphics processors inside the set to enable the 42-inch HD LED set to provide the full internet experience you'd get using a desktop computer. Read more at online.wsj.com. Google TV. Google's TV initiative will bring the web to TVs and result in much higher revenues for program makers and content owners, according to Eric Schmidt, the search company's boss. He has been negotiating with cable and broadcast TV companies about getting the rights to show their TV programs and films on Google TV devices, which are being made and sold by the likes of Sony and Logitech. But TV content owners Hulu, Fox, CBS, ABC, and NBC have all blocked Google TV from accessing streaming video content, to the frustration of consumers who have been paying Google since the service launched. To provide Google TV, manufacturers combine Google's Chrome web browser, the Android operating system, and Linux in a set-top box or a web-connected TV. You turn it on, and boom, you're on a full web browser, Schmidt said. You can go back and forth between web and broadcast content. Content owners worry that if Google TV allows unfettered access to the web, users will begin to avoid broadcast pay TV programs and films and choose to surf piracy sites where they can access the same viewing without paying. For more details, see vata.tv/news. Video timeline. For some historic footage gathered in one place with a sliding scale timeline selector menu, have a look at the YouTube Time Machine website. Coverage options include television programs, TV commercials, current events, film trailers, video games, and music from the 1940s and 50s to the 1990s and this century. Check out yttm.tv. Cover story. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for connecting more than 500 million people and mapping the social relations among them. Not everyone agrees with the choice. In a year fraught with political turmoil and sweeping actions involving lightning rod individuals, Zuckerberg was an unexpected choice, says CNET, and he was a cringeworthy nod to the fashion for Web 2.0 technologies, according to the Register. But some are calling Zuckerberg a safe, even establishment selection compared to the other Person of the Year contenders like WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. For more information, see time.com/time. Bing adds Facebook endorsed results. Microsoft unveiled updates to its Bing search engine last month, including socially improved search results, through its integration with Facebook. In October, Bing and Facebook launched a boxed out feature in which Bing highlighted search results that had been endorsed, liked by your Facebook friends. 2 weeks ago, these results were moved from being a separate supplement to integrated positions in the standard search listings. Satya Nadella, Senior Vice President at Microsoft's Online Services Division, acknowledged that Bing's social features affect only a percentage of search results. Still, he said, when social data does improve results, it's magical to see some of the queries change, and even if just one group of searchers experience it, it's a big change. On a theoretical level, Nadella said, the web is now divided into the web of pages, the traditional web, and the web of people. The social connections made on a site like Facebook. Read more at wire.co.uk/news. Internet running out. The internet is full up, with less than 3% capacity left, according to a story in the Register. Vince Cerf, a key figure in the development of ARPANET, the forerunner to the internet, said, "There's no question we're going to be out of address space by spring 2011. Everything connected to the net needs an IP address, and the existing address space, which runs under a protocol known as IPv4, will be exhausted by February. A new address protocol, IPv6, has been introduced to offer many times more addresses than the 4.3 billion provided by IPv4. However, the full-up IPv4 internet will continue to operate normally after February, and users are unlikely to see any effects when IPv6 only services start appearing unless their ISP fails to upgrade in time for the successor protocol. For more information, see theregister.co.uk. Website testing branches out. Almost any website with goods or services to sell can get better results after testing to maximize its appeal to the target audience. Testing services like Optimizely, launched by Dan Stoke, who run Barack Obama's online presidential campaign, are designed to check several different versions of a web page with live users and measure the effect each one has on their reactions, a process normally known as A/B testing. But Optimizely competitor Maximizer claims A/B testing alone is outdated. London-based Maximizer, whose clients include Sony, Lufthansa, and Virgin Mobile, predicts the future now lies in what it calls multivariate testing. The company, which is currently one of the top three website optimizer providers in Europe, says it recently saw gains of £200,000 in additional revenue for the Virgin Games company after a single test. Mark Simpson, founder of Maximizer, believes the entire online marketing industry will soon be moving to more sophisticated testing. "There are a lot of small companies jumping on the testing bandwagon," says Simpson, "but most are not doing it properly." True or not, Maximizer will have its work cut out competing in a supplier market of bigger players that includes Optimizely, Unbounce.com, and Google's Optimizer. Check out Maximizer.com. Google Previews. Following the introduction of search result page previews in the US, Google has added the feature for UK viewers too. Page previews allow you to view web pages listed in search results without leaving Google's results site. Clicking on the magnifying glass to the right of a result title toggles the preview mode on and off. After you click it once and view the first preview, if you then move up and down the results, moving your mouse anywhere over results title, the preview for that page will display. Click on the magnifying glass again and it switches the preview mode off. First reviews of the feature indicated that previews were not being collected in real time and would have no effect on a site's page view count or bounce rate, but later reports, eventually confirmed by Google, say that real-time fetches do occur. Read more at theregister.co.uk. UK searching overseas. There are several ways to view Google UK results when you're not actually in Britain. By far the easiest is through the Firefox plugin Google Global. After installation, open Firefox, go to Google, and conduct an initial search, then click on the Google Global icon to select Google UK. The page will refresh and show UK search results wherever you are. The plugin is also useful within the UK if you want to check search results as they are seen by residents in other countries. For more details, see addons.mozilla.org. Search Engine of the Month. Was April 11th, 1954, the most boring day in the 20th century? Researchers claim they have officially discovered the most yawn-inducing day of the last 110 years. A team of Cambridge scientists say April 11th, 1954 was devoid of any major news events or even the birth or death of anyone worth mentioning. They made the discovery after developing a new search engine that collates millions of facts and can reveal what happened on certain days in history. Running a script to compare all days from the beginning of the 20th century, one 24-hour period in the 1950s was revealed as the most uneventful. The highlight event that day was a general election in Belgium. A spokesperson for the research team said, "Nobody significant died that day. No major events apparently occurred, and although a typical day in the 20th century has many notable people being born, for some reason that day had only one person that might make that claim, Abdullah Atalar, a Turkish academic." The irony is that having done the calculation, the day is now interesting for being exceptionally boring. Perhaps we need to calculate the second most boring day. The team developing the search site, trueknowledge.com, which they call the Internet Answer Engine, was established by William Reeve, who founded screenselect.co.uk, the online DVD rental business merged with Love Film in 2006. Check out trueknowledge.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.